Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we have an informal debate between the candidates for Nevada State Controller. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guests are Republican Ron Connect and Democrat Andrew Martin. We'll have that right next.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Marsha Burke Bigler and Andrew McKay. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
At TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're going to have an informal debate between the two candidates for state controller, Democratic candidate Andrew Martin and Republican candidate Ron Connect. Pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you for having
great to be here, Sam. Ray.
Ron, you're closest to me, so let me start with you. In an op-ed piece in the Elko Daily Free Press recently, you seem to equate programs to help sexual assault victims with the rise of the cost in college tuition. Now, one of your quotes was, quote, "These requirements will be quite expensive, with colleges having had their public funding cut in most states, causing them to increase tuition and fees in nearly all states. Their budget should not also be stretched to cover these huge new mandates." You know, you took some heat for what you had to say. Could you explain yourself on that?
Absolutely. The first thing is, and thank you for that question, because I'd like to clarify that. Someone has alleged, a few people have, that I said that the proposed mandates by the Obama administration, which are unprecedented, have caused tuition and fee hikes already that I've fought, but the board has adopted. That's not what I said. What I said was this is about the N plus first of these kinds of mandates from Washington that have come one after another over the last 50 years, and it's the accumulated effect of those that has driven up the costs for colleges, that's increased the concentration in administration, taken resources from the classroom, and that's the real problem. And this is just another example. They all start out sounding very innocent. okay? But when you put them into effect, the effects are something else.
Okay, so you're not against programs to help sexual assault victims. It's just the overall idea of unfunded mandates.
Yes, I am not against programs. I am for programs to help sexual assault victims. This is a very serious problem. It should be handled by law enforcement, by our civil and criminal courts. I'm the father, as you know, of a teenage daughter who this week starts self-defense classes. So I understand the issues here. I want to protect her. I want to protect all Nevada's children.
Andrew, do you want to respond to this in any way?
I do. Actually, I read it that way, that you were opposed to it, and mainly because you were looking at the whole concept of the federal government interfering and so forth. But, I mean, these programs are very important. And cost versus benefit, if we don't have these programs on our campuses, what's going to happen is that we're going to have a lot of lawsuits, and it'll cost us more in the end. And I think it's a crying shame that it was misinterpreted, if that's what you meant. But at the same time, I am for these programs. However, it does not dismiss the fact that the federal government is accountable for everything that happens here in terms of what we hold them accountable for. And I think we have a responsibility to, whenever we're spending money on any of these programs, to make sure that the money is spent wisely and not wastefully.
Okay. Andrew, let me give you the next question. Okay, when you ran for the assembly in 2012, a Las Vegas judge ruled that your candidacy was invalid because, according to him, you did not live in Assembly District 9. The ruling came too late to change the ballot, and bada bing, you won. And your party, the Democrats, of course, were not inclined to do anything about the judge's ruling and seated you. Of course, you had the Brooks issue that overplayed this. But do you get any questions about this, and how do you respond to it when people ask you about the judge's ruling and you being seated in the assembly?
This is swinging in an old ghost. First of all, I never violated the law. And this was a political attack. And the voters of Assembly District 9 rightfully saw right through it. And this was unprecedented for a court to follow this procedure the night before an election. The process was hurried, and it was certainly flawed. No depositions, no discovery, and everything was out the window in the name of expediency. The proper procedure would have been to challenge the election after, and I won handily, as you noted, but after the election, the proper situation would have been to challenge the election. I will point out that the election was certified by all those that need to certify it. And most importantly, I was seated in the assembly by a vote of 42 to nothing, including all 15 Republicans. There is no residency issue.
Okay, Ron, do you want to respond to that?
Well,
as a former assemblyman,
I won handily too. Andrew testified. The judge's opinion said that his testimony wasn't credible, but he's right. The election was handled properly. The assembly, which is the judge of the qualifications for its membership, seated him by 42 to nothing. I guess the important thing is, I believe you live in Nevada now, so that issue isn't an issue in the control
chain. I always live where I said I live. It's that whole section of NRS 294, which unfortunately I've become an expert on, certainly spells out what residency requirements are. In fact, I actually had a pleasant conversation with Judge Baer months later, and I'm proud to say that after our conversation, Judge Baer indicated his support for me.
All right, let's take a break. More on the controller's race when we come back.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Adventure at TravelNevada.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue with our informal debate here for the state controller's race between the Democrat, Andrew Martin, and the Republican, Ron Connect.
Ron, let me ask you the next question. Okay, swinging at another ghost here, perhaps. In 2012, you were fired from your state job with the Public Utilities Commission, and you said that no cause was given despite a request for an explanation from you. Could the fact that you were fired from one state job be a factor in you getting another state job, specifically the state controller's position?
I don't think so, and thanks for that question, too. And Andrew, I like your phrase, swinging at old ghosts here, but let's put that one to bed. I wasn't given a reason. Subsequently, some information that issued from the agency suggested that they were trying to make, some of the people were trying to make, of the fact that I'm a regent and was doing my regent duties, they were trying to make that sound like I was pursuing private employment and working on private employment on state time. That was never true. It's completely false. The matter was put to bed, and I think it was put to bed when the voters reelected me 2 years ago as regent by an overwhelming margin, much bigger than I had been elected before. So I think that one's really old news.
Okay, that, of course, that's the university regent position.
That's right.
And weren't you fired right after you signed up for re-election?
Yes, I was. And the allegations were from that time frame, and I think, frankly, it was political.
Andrew, you want to weigh in on this one?
Well, I'd rather talk about what the role of the state controller is and why it's necessary for an accountant to actually have this job. I mean, the state controller manages billions of our tax dollars, approximately $20 billion in the next biennium. And I think that being an accountant and an auditor with the experience that I've had, including having served two presidents of the United States as an independent auditor, I think these kinds of experiences are more worth talking about than old ghost, as Ron has alluded to as well. And, you know, essentially, I don't believe that the responsibilities of the state controller can be delegated down staff. And as an accountant and an auditor, I've had my own practice. I've been in professional practice for over 20 years, and certainly have had a vast amount of experience in Nevada. I've served on the Nevada Economic Forum, which is tasked with the responsibilities of projecting state tax revenue for the general fund, and I've served on the Clark County School District Bond Oversight Committee, which is responsible for the overseeing the renovation of the schools, of the repair and the renovations of the schools and the construction of new schools. And certainly as a current assemblyman, I have a track record of working cooperatively, and I think that this is, I'd rather spend the time talking about the roles and responsibilities of the controller than rehashing things that are not relevant.
Okay, Ron, you want to respond?
Thank you for the opportunity, Sam, because you asked about this issue last time we were here. And first of all, I want to say that Andrew takes the high road on this and really goes to what the issues are, the qualifications of the candidates professionally and managerially. I'm not an accountant. I do have engineering registration left over from my days in California. I've got a law degree. Andrew doesn't have a law degree. I've been an economist and financial analyst. I've actually supervised accountants before. Got half my career in private entrepreneurial small business, half in public service and education. My graduate work at Stanford included work in public finance and taxation policy as well as public policy. I've been an assemblyman for a term like Andrew has. The last 7 years, I've been the most active member on the audit, budget and finance, and investment committees of the board, twice chairman of audit and twice chairman of budget and finance and once vice chair. I submit that that record is as good or better than anyone in the race. And like Andrew, what I'd like to do is put our professional and managerial qualifications side by side with the voters and our positions on the issues and let them make that choice.
Okay, Andrew, okay. You want to respond?
Well, I guess this is really an accounting position. This is chief accountant for the state. One of your primary responsibilities as controller is to prepare the financial statements and work with the auditors. With all due respect, Ron, you don't have that experience or knowledge. I've worked on very, very large audits. I was dispatched by the President of the United States to Panama to do the closeout audit of the Panama Canal, so I've done really big accounting. There's going to be major cost accounting issues, especially with the Transportation Board. I worked at KPMG, where I worked directly with the Admiralty of the Navy on the shipbuilding industry to make sure the contractors weren't ripping off the U.S. taxpayers.
Okay, I'm going to let Ron have the last 30 seconds here, 25 seconds.
Thank you very much. In fact, I have supervised accountants. As chairman of audit, I oversaw some of the toughest problems that we've had. So I know auditing. And by the way, as an economist at the PUC, I did audits. I've got the experience. I've worked well with a lot of people on both sides of the aisle, and I say again, with half of a 40-year career in private entrepreneurial business and professional and management positions and the other half in similar positions in public service and education, I'm very proud of and ready to stand on my record.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Good luck to both of you guys.
Thank you
so much for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Dollar Loan Center has got you covered. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 in minutes. No checking account required. No application fees. No prepayment penalties. And now, your trusted name in short-term lending is funding title loans. From Sioux Falls, South Dakota to Los Angeles, California, apply at one of 80 locations. Or complete your entire loan online at don'tbebroke.com.
Now you can transform your body without surgery or downtime. Show off the body you've always dreamed of with Cool Sculpting, the non-surgical body contouring treatment that freezes and naturally eliminates fat from your body. No needles, no surgery, and best of all, no downtime. Cool Sculpting is FDA cleared, safe, and clinically proven to reduce fat. Imagine having the body that you've been dreaming of at an affordable price. Call my office today at 826-4477 to schedule your complimentary consultation.
Now, I know exactly what this should cost you, but I'm going to charge you three times that amount. I know what you're going to ask me. Do I have a contractor's license, right? Well, I don't, but I'm still going to ask for cash up front, and you're probably never going to see me again anyway.
A bad contractor isn't always this obvious. Visit the Nevada State Contractors Board website to verify a contractor's license before making your hire.
So when do you want to get started?
Protect your home. Protect yourself. Hire only licensed contractors.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel as always. Andrew McKay is here, the chairman of the Nevada Transportation Authority, and Marsha Burke Bigler, Washoe County Commissioner. Pleasure to have you both here.
Thanks.
So
nice to be here.
This may be one of the biggest stories that has exploded in this community in years. I learned a long time ago at Toastmasters back in the 80s that when they have table topics, if you talk about most issues, you get one or two responses. You talk about education, everybody's involved.
Right.
And the hearing that was held as we air this a couple of nights ago with the Washoe County Board of Trustees and the public and Kathleen Sandoval, which was amazing to see her appearance there. Your thoughts on that meeting and the repercussions that are going to come from that?
Oh, I think it's huge. As Commissioner Burke Bigler and I were talking earlier, we're both subject to the open meeting law. And when you even come close to getting outside the four corners of that document, you just stop. And they took that thing and ripped it up and stomped on it and tossed gasoline and threw a match. And I think demonstrative of the fact was the people that went and commented, particularly the First Lady. I was proud of her. And it's troubling, and I have a feeling that you're going to see a recall election, and it's probably going to be successful.
Now, do you think so? Because it's such a huge number. You've got to get 25% of the people who voted in the last election. That's a big number to get when you look at the numbers that we have off-year elections.
Oh, certainly. I mean, it is, but it's not unprecedented, particularly in Reno. I believe was it Judy Pruitt Herman got recalled. I have not met one person that, and again, I don't know the whole details, but it even gives the school board the benefit of the doubt on this thing, because I don't think there is any. I mean, it just appears that there's just a blatant violation of the open meeting law.
Marsha?
It's a grave concern. I can't even imagine why the commission, why the board would think that it was a good idea to get rid of a supervisor who's done such a fabulous job. Our numbers are growing. It's 2 weeks till school starts. Why all this upheaval at this stage of the game? I'm concerned about just the fact that they got rid of him, but the fact that they did it behind closed doors and really did not go public. And, you know, I've heard some of the arguments that the public doesn't need to know any more than they already know. I just agree with that. As a county commissioner, I think the public pays the bills, and we need to know everything.
Let me get that straight, because Howard made that quote on the program, Howard Rosenberg. He said the public doesn't know all the details, that there's more to come. And so it wasn't that they were going to hide the details, but because of their attorneys, they were prevented from saying more. Now, you're part of the Washoe County Commission mm-hmm. that didn't go forward with the bill that would have allowed the school district to raise more money to help refurbish the schools. Pat Hickey has already said that this is going to be a problem at the next session.
I agree. I think it is going to be a problem in the next session. And I know that I've talked to several people who are very concerned about passage of the margins tax because the county didn't act on that. But I think it's really important to look at whether or not that was the right thing to do, especially in light of what we're seeing today. You know,
because the board was saying at the time, even though you wouldn't have had authority over the school board, they were saying, trust us.
That's exactly right. And I don't.
Well, you know, about the capital projects, we're talking about AB 46. That, of course, is going to be coming back to the legislature in some form or another. And with the push to tax e-cigarettes, they might have a revenue source for capital projects in the school district. What I think also helps Washoe County in getting capital projects money is that they're going to have a strong ally in Clark County, because Clark County's school administrators are saying that they have enough overflow to build 23 new schools in
right.
Clark County. So something's going to have to happen in the next session with capital money for school improvements. And if they tax e-cigarettes, which is a non-taxed entity right now, it might provide a revenue stream.
One of the things that has occurred to me is that, you know, the situation we have right now is untenable. And even if something is fixed temporarily, it would appear to me that Pedro Martinez is not going to be at the school district in this position for that much longer. It might be a couple of months in a legal settlement, but going into the legislative session. it will be extremely difficult to hire somebody else from outside of the community to come to this community, because what would the trust factor be with the current school board?
That's
what would be the idea of, say, going back to former Superintendent Paul Dugan to have him come on board, at least through the legislative session, because he's somebody that I believe had a great deal of respect at the legislature?
First off, I don't know if Mr. Dugan would want to do that. I think that would be a great, at least an interim stopgap solution. He has credibility. The problem is the legislature, the legislative session, I think it convenes around
beginning of February
5th, right in that area. That's going to be here before we know it. And if they don't have somebody that's at the helm steering that ship, that's credible. I fear what will happen. Because if you're a legislator and you're going to allocate funding to that district, you need to make sure that there's going to be some accountability there. And I think certainly with Mr. Dugan, you're going to have a comfort factor.
And that's really important, and I agree. I think Mr. Dugan would be fabulous if that's the way it goes. I know that Pedro has indicated that he would like to stay on and would come back and onto the board if that's the way it worked out. But I agree. I think it's going to be very difficult in light of all the stuff that's going on. But if we don't have somebody from Washoe County who can go down to the legislature and have credibility, we're in serious trouble. And I think you're right, Sam. You're right on. Why would anyone want to come here now and become the school superintendent, a very powerful position in this community, when they don't have the trust of the board? And I think that's going to be an issue that's of concern to anybody who might look.
Well, and that's where we got to leave it. We're out of time. Sorry. We'll be right back on About a Newsmakers after this timeout.
Attention homeowners. Quicken Loans has some very important information regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Nearly 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this fantastic money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. Quicken Loans is here to help you save money. Why Quicken Loans? The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. We'll work with you to understand your specific circumstances and strive to find the financial solution that's best for you. Then we'll guide you through each step of the mortgage refinance process to make sure that it's both simple and easy. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. To learn more about this money-saving U.S. government program, call Quicken Loans today or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
Hi, Ricky Stebbins from Pro One Automotive. For almost 30 years, Northern Nevadans have trusted us for all their automotive repair needs. And when it comes to trucks, we are the experts. We do diesel smog checks and have the latest in digital diagnostic equipment. We perform all factory recommended service, work on all makes, and track your vehicle's entire maintenance history. If you have a truck, we're here for you. Pro One Automotive at Millen Terminal, where we know trucks.
Pro One Automotive does it right the first time.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day. So make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves. Like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. On our next broadcast, our guest will be Dr. Maria Sheehan of Truckee Meadows Community College.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.